lost in the wilderness with a God that can save than to be back up in Egypt as a slave. Joshua and Caleb began to manifest the Spirit of God. And in the church today, we need some men and women who are able to manifest the Spirit and the power of God. Because there's a saying going out today. They're saying in the little churches, they're trying to say God not moving. But I beg to differ. I learned that if you want to see God move, you got to be where the Spirit of God is. And the Spirit of the Lord is not always in the multitude. If you want to see healings, signs, and wonder, you got to go with those who are going with the Lord. And I say to the church, follow me as I follow Christ. And if I'm not following Christ, don't you follow me, because there's a delusion going out today to get you to cease to believe that God is able to make you live your life based on what you do. But I got some good news for you. God is not dead. He is yet alive. The God that I'm talking about is the one they call Jesus. They tell me they put him on a cross. They hung him high. And then they took him down. They thought he was dead. But there was a report that came up from hell. And they said, when they look for Jesus, they say he's gone. And when the devil said, gone where? Jesus said, right here. I come to let you know he's got to set the captive free. I come to let you know you're free and free indeed as long as you believe. Is there anybody in the church today believe that God is able? Yes. Look at here. It don't matter what they say. I know you say, they say, you've been going to the Liberty Old Church all this time. But that's right. That's where God got me. I got to stay where God put me. Now you got to watch the demons and the serpents that come in. They come in to spy things out. They come in to pull you out. If I were you, I wouldn't stay there. You can go where there's a big choir, but that's all right. You can go where there's a lot of pretty cars, but that's all right. I read in the scriptures and it said, what profit a man to gain a whole world and to lose their soul? I'd rather have Jesus than riches and gold. If there anybody in the house today would rather have Jesus, would rather have I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus. There was a problem here. A faith problem. A following problem. An age-old problem in the church. The problem that deals with God's people always believing in God. This age problem predicates the fact that if you believe in God, you should always believe in the shepherd.
Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gadsby. I got a little testimony this morning. Satan was trying to convince me to cut this program off because of the fact that I'm not getting response from it. But I get inspiration from two scriptures here in the Bible. John 15:5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my word remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Now, that scripture, especially verse 5, inspired me to disregard how people react to what I've been trying to say on this program. Like I said before, I believe God told me to do this, and I'm doing it because of my love for people and for myself and my God. And this is what Jesus told us to do. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So since I found this, God has revealed some things to me in the Word, and he's revealed some things to me that I can't reveal to you because you won't believe what the things that are written. And I see so many things going on in the church that I can believe where in Revelation 12:9, I think it is, says that Satan has deceived the whole world, and that includes the church. Because I hear so many times, and this is just the opposite of what we've been taught. Like, for example, the church says that when the Holy Spirit comes, you're born again. The Bible says, Jesus himself says, when the Holy Spirit comes, you'll receive power. Now, and also, like my first sermon, and I think I blew it with the people when I said that the Bible does not teach that you're going to go to heaven when you die. And these things, they sound good, and they get people all excited and happy and shouting and saying hallelujah and amen and all that. But like I said, the Bible does not teach this according to my limited understanding. Of course, now, the fact that I have very little formal education does not say that I'm stupid, as some people seem to think I am, because I'm old and the old man don't know what he's talking about, and he is trying to turn the gospel around or twisting the gospel. But I read in 1 Corinthians where God says he uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And he also says that the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. And I think about how the educational system now is trying to convince people that there is no God. The Bible says he's a fool. Now, I'm not calling the educational system fools, but God did. He said, because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And all, in spite of all the evidence that a man is discovering and finding out about this world and about the universe, they got that Hubble telescope up there that's revealing some things that man never dreamed of, and they still have not found the end of the universe. They're discovering new things all the time. Now, these things that are being discovered by man, God made them, according to this Bible. And God put them there. God already knew what man is just now discovering. And I came to the conclusion that man is not so smart after all. With all his wisdom, man has never learned to make one atom. He's not being able to make a seed and put a tree in it or put any other kind of plant in it. He can make something that look like a tree and look like a flower, look like grass or whatever, but he can't make it grow. So now, everything that we are edifying the wisdom of man. But God says that we are to learn his ways. And I find that, like in Romans 12:2 says, that be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only way I know to renew my mind is to shut off some of the things of the world. And I'm learning. I'm learning to shut out some things of the world. Oh, I like nice things. And I have some nice things. In spite of what the world may say or what people may think of me, God keeps on blessing me. So I kind of have to believe what God says, because he said in another place, I think it's Romans chapter 4, Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And since we are the children of Abraham, we are heirs to the blessings of Abraham, joint heirs with Christ. No matter what the world says, and I found out that you can't stop God from blessing me, no matter what you say or do or what you think of me. But what I think of you is what counts. And I used to hear an old preacher in Chicago used to say that, Clarence Cobb. He had a church called the First Church of Deliverance. And this man was talked about terrible. They talked about him. They had some real bad stories out about this man. But one thing about Clarence Cobb, he could get your people out of jail, but money wouldn't move you. But never mind that. I see myself. I've experienced in my life. People have said things about me and criticized me. But one of my favorite words when I was in the world was, I told you so. I don't have to say I told you so. You can see it. See, God blesses me in spite of what people think. And I'm learning to be patient and wait on God to bless me. And he'll allow no temptation to come to me that's too hard for me. He'll give me the strength to overcome whatever. And this is my way of thinking. This is God giving me the strength to overcome situations. I don't magnify situations above the power of my God. Now I'm learning to do that. And a lot of people say that I have a Jethro Bodine degree, which is a sixth grade education, but I did learn how to read, in spite of the fact that I have this Jethro Bodine degree, and I thank God for it. Because of the fact that a lot of things you cannot convince me that the world says are true, just like that they say that there is no God and they're trying to prove it. But they haven't proved it yet, and I don't think they ever will. But I've learned to be content with what I have. And I think I've said in some of my other programs, learn to take what you got and do what you can with it. But what you don't have, apparently you don't need it because you survive anyway. I may not have some things that I would like to have, but in spite of what I don't have, I still have a good health and strength. I'm a 79-year-old man. Never been to a doctor for anything, emergency, never had an operation. No operation, never had any serious illnesses in my life, and still functional. So I thank God for that every day. And in spite of what you may think of me or what people may think of me, and this is not personal, this is anybody, God still wakes me up every morning feeling good, looking good, such as it is for an old timer like me. Look pretty good to me. And he blesses me with things sufficient for my survival. I don't have anything to like the world calls it, showing off with this, that, and the other, but I have what's necessary for me to do what God wants me to do. And I thank him for that. I don't magnify any problem that I have, because the Bible tells me to cast down every thought that exalts itself against the Word of God. And this is what I'm learning to do. Learn to do that. And he said, like I